Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Alfonso?
Yes.
All right. So,
hello.
So first off, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, and state legislature and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So would that yes be almost certain or probably?
What?
Would you say that you voting, would that be you're almost certain that you're going to vote, or you're probably certain that you're going to vote, or would it be 50-50, or do not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
All right. All right.
What else?
So if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
I'm 43.
1943. All right. What is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
Hispanic.
All right. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
All right. And thinking about the elections in November, if the candidates for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
All right. Now, for this one, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feelings, and 100 is very warm, favorable feelings, and then 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you could also please say so. So the first one is Adam Hinojosa, or Adam Hinojosa.
Who is that?
Oh, it's all right. It's not him. All right. The next one is Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe Biden?
95.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
All right. What about Greg Abbott?
Five.
Okay. What about Ted Cruz?
Six.
Okay. And what about Morgan LaMantia?
About 98.
All right. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
All right. Would you say that you disapprove or do you approve of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Approve.
Okay. Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote for?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote for?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez, Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
Morgan.
Okay. So now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, if you could please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. And the categories are, this should not be a priority at all, it's a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and state legislature. The first one is securing the border.
Low priority.
Okay. What about supporting public schools?
High priority.
supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Hi.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
Hi.
And ensuring access to affordable and quality health care.
Hi.
Thinking again about the election. Oh, hello?
Go ahead.
All right. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. And after each, if you could please tell me if this would make you less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. And the options are, would this make you much less likely to support them, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Less likely.
All right. A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban.
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Most likely.
All right. So would that be maybe much less likely?
No, very likely.
All right. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community.
Very likely.
All right. Do you happen to use WhatsApp?
Use what?
WhatsApp.
What is that? I don't know what that.
Oh, it's all right.
No.
Okay. Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Master's in college.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. So thank you so much for your time. I just want to kind of verify, am I speaking with Alfonso?
That's right.
All right. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Feel free to say yes or no if you would like.
No.
All right. Well, then thank you so much for your time. This will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it.
Where are you calling from?
Opinion research.
What state? Where are you at?
We're in Florida.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good day then. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.